Waking you up easy on a Saturday morning. 30-year Saturday morning tradition for Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we throw the doors wide open at my house and we invite you just to come on in and sit down with us. Let's have a little visit. We're going to talk here in the finishing up this hour about what we've started the hour on, getting outside and enjoying the great state of Arizona. In the 8 o'clock hour, our outdoor living hour, Romy will have special guests in, Greg Peterson and Kari Spencer, talking about maybe her most recent book published, City Farming. You interested in trying to get some produce growing or some livestock growing on your city lot? Maybe Carrie's just the one you need to be introduced to. And Greg Peterson, of course, the urban farmer. 9 o'clock hour will be open hour. Anything project you're trying to tackle, we'd invite you to call us in that hour at our toll-free number. Join the conversation. Let us know what you're trying to tackle. Maybe you have a quote or an estimate that you're confused about, you want an opinion on. Give us a ring. We've been building and remodeling all across the great state of Arizona for over 40 years, and we can put our experience to work for you. 10 o'clock hour, we've got the experts coming in from Sunburst Landscaping talking about additional opportunities of enjoying your backyard in the great state of Arizona, maybe that you haven't yet considered. So that's everything we got lined up today, but I'm still stuck on Rails to Trails website right now.
What you looking at?
And texters are too, getting people, what's the name of that website? Where do I find this?
Great.
Tell me more about it.
And Arizona has a bunch. I mean, a bunch. I haven't made through the whole list to count them yet. But here's one of the very first ones that you can latch on to. It's the Arizona Canal Path. It's 70 miles long. It goes from Peoria basically to Fountain Hills following the canal.
And is that footing? What is that footing? Is that all concrete?
Some of it's concrete. Much of it is improved dirt.
Paved, yeah.
Yep. But a lot of it is paved. Of course, in and around the city, a lot of it is paved. But it's just one example of these Rails to Trails. Now, this follows, of course, the canal, I believe probably the Roosevelt Canal that goes through town, but they've got them all over. And you stumbled on this by Googling getting out hiking, and what's the story on how all this got started?
The history behind Rails to Trails is pretty neat. There was a woman, Mary T. Watts, and in 1963, she was a naturalist and an author, and she wrote a letter to the Chicago Tribune, an editorial about maybe changing the old abandoned railway and making it into a nice pathway for everybody. And so then that was just kind of the first time anybody had mentioned it, and I think it kind of brewed. In 1969, the National Trail Systems Act was enacted, and in 1987, Rails to Trails was born. And the rails are kind of the backbone of what they've done, of how they started, but it did expand as they got, I think, as their expertise developed and they realized the demand. But there's three different ways you can do a rail bed. One's called rail banking, where they just do the trail in the trail bed. There's one called rail with trail, so they leave the railway, but they put the path along the side, so it follows the railway. And then the one where they kind of borrow, so if they might change it over to a trail, realizing they may have to give it back at some time.
The railroad might want that one back, huh?
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool.
Well, they're all over the state. It's not unique just to Maricopa County. I was telling you all about the canal path. Well, down in Tucson, they've got the Santa Cruz River Park Trail. It's 42 miles long, following the Santa Cruz River. I mean, and that is a spectacular trail environment down there. They've kind of restored and renewed the Santa Cruz River right there beside town. Santa Cruz River is one of the most historic rivers and transportation corridors in the entire state of Arizona. It was the original interstate into Arizona. It is the path virtually every Spanish explorer took looking for the seven cities of Cibola to get in and try and find the golden cities. So it is loaded with history down there. It's the more I learn about it and that area, the more intrigued I am. So it's Rails to Trails. Just
RailsToTrails.org is the website. TrailLinks.com is kind of the active application of that, and you can also get an app on your phone. And it's really neat because there are some that aren't so aggressive as 100 miles. They're a mile long.
Yeah, right.
So you could get out there with a stroller and a baby or a relative in a wheelchair or just whatever. Just get outside and really enjoy being outdoors.
Here's one that's a half mile long.
Okay.
That's the one you're going to do, huh? After catching all those fish.
Oh, man. It's an extremely easy website to use. We've talked to y'all before about geocaching. You can find trailheads by any one of a number of different filters. You can log them into your trails. You can record them historically and archive them. But I would suggest that you start simply by getting to the website and click Arizona and hit go. And there are at least 30 or 40 sites here that go everywhere from the Grand Canyon all the way down to Nogales, many located in Pima County and Maricopa County. Tons of opportunities to get out. You can actually search it by geocaching as well. So there isn't any reason not to get out and enjoy it. Man, it's just littered. And then we were talking before the show with Gary about the Apache Trail that's over in Eager across the flats of the White Mountains. That's a gorgeous trail.
That's a really nice trail. And I'm looking, I don't know the exact name of it, but I know it was following the path of the Apache Eastern Railroad. It's off 260, and it's near the Sunrise Ski Resort turnoff.
Right.
But it's right off the highway, and it's nothing but beautiful flat plain. It does cross a wash, and they use the original trestle to cross as well. So it's good for hiking, also biking, too.
We've taken
the horses up there several times. You park right there at the ski hill that doesn't have any lifts, and you can hike up a lot of family skis there. There's a Forest Service restroom facility there, a big parking area, and it starts there and heads kind of off to the southeast, and it's absolutely gorgeous. That's where we almost lost two dogs to exhaustion from chasing the wild game that were in the area. they finally made it back to us, and I thought I was going to have to throw them in the saddle and carry them home.
They slept well that night, though.
They slept very well.
Now, I don't mean to come out and take a big bucket of cold water and dump it on you.
Here we go.
Well, then don't.
Use common sense here. If something doesn't feel right, you're probably right. Sonic Key Wash. I was actually looking at it because the Gila River stretch through the Tonopah, Arlington, Palo Verde is an area I really love.
Yes.
I don't get down there very often. Usually it's only when, the Wickenburg volleyball team is going to play in their district down in that area. That's all the teams we compete. So when we go watch
Parenthood. Stanley. Parenthood.
But that whole Gila River wash down through Arlington and Palo, I mean, I just love it. Ag field after ag field, and the river's got big old trees along the side. And you look at the picture, and it I'm pretty confident that is the Gila River. Well, then you go to the details about it, and it says Queen Creek, Arizona, off of Riggs and Ellsworth, which is like 80 miles the other side of town. And it talks about parking at the Equestrian Center, which is by the picture that it shows here. That is the Queen Creek Equestrian Center, the real nice one with the covered arena.
Well, I'll have to let Eli
they're
know.
They're completely separate sides of the Phoenix
Good
metro
catch.
Area.
There's a place on
if
here.
If something doesn't feel right, don't be afraid to question it.
Don't always trust that GPS. Hey, so on that website, if you go to contact us, there's a place to ask about trails, to maybe request a place for a trail. So I think I'll let Eli know we have some concerns about that one.
And you jumped into membership.
I did. I mean, it was you just write
how
a little.
How brutal was that?
I think it was $35.
Yeah. Okay.
And I get that little that newsletter that comes. It gives me all kinds of desire to get out and try other places. And my cool gray T-shirt here with Rails to Trails written on it. So, and then an email newsletter as well. So, keeps you posted on what's coming up. They even have events where people sign up, like hundreds of people sign up to go on a 5-day trip, 160 miles long, riding across the country in Pennsylvania and visiting towns and stuff. I think your sister, Nita, has done some of that.
Well,
but they have groups that'll go.
That's where I originally ever even heard of Rails to Trails. I have a sister who lives in Colorado Springs, and she and her husband, Dan, actually take vacations around these particular trails with their bicycles. And they'll bicycle 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 miles.
Eli had mentioned the Peavine Trail is the kind of the crown jewel here in Arizona.
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. There are two others I would consider Hall of Fame. One's in Louisiana. It's the Tammany Trace Trail. That's 26 miles. It includes a drawbridge. So when it lifts at night, you won't be able to hike or bike that trail. But it's mostly for biking. And then Jennifer informed me that y'all have done a portion of this, but one of the crown jewels is in Missouri. It's the Katy Trail, the old Katy Railroad Trail. And that's 200 miles through these small towns where they have hotels aside. And I've heard of cyclists that would take, what, four-day vacations and ride through town, stay at the hotel in the small town, and continue on. Plus, they kept some of the railroad memorabilia along the way. So you got block signals, cars, whatnot. It's really
awesome.
Neat.
Well, all started by an editorial written by a woman to the Chicago Tribune in 1963. What a great idea. Take all these old rail beds and put them to work.
That was vision.
That was the birth of Rails to Trails. And since then, they are a non-government agency that is supported by membership. And they put their resources together with experts in the local vicinity to create for us outdoor trail opportunities that you can enjoy and appreciate. So in your ongoing quest as the Romeros to get outside and find yet another reason to do it and get out there and enjoy it, consider membership at Rails to Trails. We have nothing to gain by this other than by your increased participation, the trails that we like to enjoy may be kept in absolute top trail condition.
A day outside in Arizona puts life in perspective.
It really does. They've got a great one here, 14 miles, the Grand Canyon Greenway Trail. So, no, like I say, no limit of opportunities. When we get back, this all drives around the Arizona staycation as well as the event calendar. We've got the Peavine Trail that you were talking about earlier, Prescott, and we've got some activities on our calendar showing up. And we'll talk about all that when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.